Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina Care Management Services. All incoming and outgoing calls to this line are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and other business purposes. If you know the 5-digit extension of the party with whom you wish to speak, please press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
All of our associates are busy at this time. Please hold and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling Altus H Department. This is Dixie. I may assist you.
Good morning. It's Mark, and I'm calling from provider's office. Okay, so I do have patient today, and I would like to know if I do have a decision on that, and so I would like to know what can we do further on that request.
Okay, Mark. May I ask the questions to better assist?
Yeah, sure.
What is the patient's ID number, please?
Yeah, the patient's ID number is Z as in Zebra, C, Charlie, F, Frank, and the numbers are 100-010-265-377. May I know your name? I mean, can you spell it for me?
D-I-X-I-E, initial W.
Okay.
Okay, and what is the patient's name and date of birth, please?
Yeah, the patient's name is Rico Evans, and the date of birth is
October 18, 1980. What is the
op
for?
Pardon, can you repeat that?
What is the authorization for?
Yeah, the CPT for nerve root block.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the codes are 64450 and 77002.
Okay, do you see the denial on file for the service? If you would like, you could submit for an appeal by fax.
Okay, so. Okay, so we can submit appeal regarding this denial via fax, right?
Yes, That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, may I get the fax number for that? And what
that
information should we include in the appeal?
Okay, the fax number is 800-610-5685. And on the cover sheet, we need the patient's name, member ID number, date of birth, your contact information, and I would mark it as an appeal. If you have a letter of medical necessity or any clinical document to support the case, then you would need to include that as well.
Okay. Okay, and what will be the turnaround time for that? Can we do an expedited appeal?
You would have to mark it as urgent on the cover sheet.
Okay, so what will be the expected time to get a decision for on that appeal?
They don't have a specific turnaround time. It varies depending on the medical director's workload, and they do a triage process to see if this is something that can be appealed or requested as urgently, so it just kind of depends on the medical director.
Okay, so if we do it urgently, then is there any time frame that we can get the decision?
No, they don't allow us to give
okay,
to
so pay.
Promises.
Okay. Okay, so the decision is made in order to case in which you received, right?
Correct.
Okay, so yeah, that's it. I just wanted to know this much information, and I would like to know the call reference number also.
Alright, your call reference is number 168-761-4762.
It's 168-761-4762, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep, thank you, Dixie, for your help, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you. Bye for now.
There's nothing else coming up for today other than the fax number for appeal. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, just bear with me for a second. I'll just repeat the fax number one more time. If that's incorrect, you can correct me anytime. The fax number you said is 800-610-5685.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so yeah. Thank you for the help, and yeah, have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, bye-bye.